Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's all we're doing today. Pretty much holiday stuff, Christmas stuff. And it's just you and me now for another segment. And in the meantime, before we move on to the next the second half of the hour, I want to read something to you. I did this in the last hour, but I want to do it again. It's one of my favorite things to do on Christmas Day as we celebrate. This is my 13th consecutive live Christmas program. And this is a poem that I've done every Christmas since I've been doing the show since 97. And I now know that it's been attributed to Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt. And I'd like to read this to you folks. It's very touching, very poignant, especially for our men and women in uniform standing a post around the world for their families. My family has been associated with the military for centuries, since the 18th century at least, that I know of. My dad was in World War II. I wore the uniform for 15 years. My son did 2 tours in Iraq. And so, folks, this is for all of you. 'Twas the night before Christmas he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I came down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges, awards of all kind. A sober thought came through my mind, for this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I'd found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent and alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon, round the world, children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers, like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watching for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, and he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, as you and I stand here in the United States, those of us who are in the United States, as we stand here, you and I have so many wonderful freedoms, so much liberty. We can say what we want to say. We can do basically what we want to do. We can follow our dreams. We can take advantage of the marketplace. We can create wealth. We can create happiness. We basically have these wonderful freedoms. And when, as we enjoy these freedoms, we stand on the shoulders of those who were willing to defend and to preserve those freedoms over the centuries. So many men, so many women who put themselves in harm's way so that you and I can have what we have, who paid the ultimate price. Some of them did, some of them didn't. Some of them came home. Some came home wounded. Some came home without wounds, but still with have scarred from the experience. So we stand on their shoulders. We stand on some other shoulders, too. We stand on the shoulders of the men and women who are out there today, even as we speak, on this Christmas Day, standing a post around the world, sometimes in harm's way, too many times in harm's way, but standing a post nevertheless. And some who aren't standing a post in harm's way, but standing a post nevertheless. And we stand on their shoulders. The freedoms that we have are perpetuated because of their willingness to defend the ideal of liberty, the ideals of freedom, the ideals to be able to celebrate and to worship however we want to do, however we want to in the United States of America. God bless every member of our military standing a post wherever they are. God bless them. I know you join me in doing that. And their families who sacrifice as well. Merry Christmas, everybody. 29 after. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.